Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Wool growers are being told they'll have to wait until September to find out why Australian Wool Innovation is recommending a 2% levy in this year's wool poll. The research body has made its recommendation for the vote that opens in September. It'd be an increase on the current levy of 1.5% that growers voted for in defiance of AWA's recommendation back in 2018. To find out more, I caught up with Chairman Jock Laurie.
Look, I think the AWI board have been suggesting a 2% levy now for the last wool poll or two. Nothing's changed this time. The justification for that decision will come out as per normal process with all the documentation in September. But the issue is that the board had made a decision. We wanted to be open and transparent with growers, so we've decided to announce that is the position the board will take when it comes to wool poll.
What benefits are there of a 2% levy that aren't there with the current 1.5% levy?
Look, as I say, that justification will be coming out when all the levy rates come out. But, I mean, in the end, it's about providing a buffer with the variations of the EMI, which is what we've seen over the last 12 to 18 months with COVID. There's been some dramatic changes made to the organisation over that period of time to manage the finances. And the board feels that the 2% rate would be a rate that would allow them the flexibility to be able to do what they needed to do to promote wool and do the research, but at the same time, allowed them the flexibility on a variation on the EMI.
It was an incredibly tight wool poll in 2018 that saw wool growers vote against the AWI recommendation of 2% then, as you say, down to 1.5%. Do you think, has AWI gone back and done the research and spoken with growers about why they preferenced 1.5% then? And have you been listening to growers who are still saying that 1.5% seems to be about the right levy in this current time?
Well, the good thing is that's exactly what the process is about. It is about growers having their say. So AWI will make a recommendation based on the information that we'll provide to growers, but it's up to growers. Growers are the ones that determine what the levy rate will be, and they will this year the same as they had every other wool poll. So, it's entirely up to them. Have we been listening to wool growers? Absolutely listening to wool growers. And we're getting information from people who want to pay a higher to people who don't want to pay any rate. So all we can do is provide the options for growers. Growers will make up their own mind. AWI will make a recommendation, as other organisations will make a recommendation. So that's all just part of the process, the process about landing at a figure. And then once that figure is determined by wool growers, then the AWI board at the time will then have to manage the finances that are available to them.
What can you tell us about the management of finances over the past 3 years? At the time after the vote, AWI said it would have to draw down on the $120 million that it has in the bank. Was that the case? Did AWI need to draw down on that? I guess particularly been a different period, and no one would have predicted what the world's been through since that vote has taken place.
Well, I think that's the difficulty, is that we had a reduction in levy, we had a reduction in wool production because of the drought, and we've also had COVID. So the three things have meant the board has had to be really firm on how they would manage the company over that period of time. There's been a massive reduction, about a 30% reduction in staff numbers, about a 40 to 45% reduction in revenue for the company. So we've had to manage that in a very uncertain time and not knowing exactly, when the economies were going to open up or what the COVID response was going to be nationally and internationally. So it has been difficult, but at all times we're protecting the core asset, and that is the company. That's the core asset owned by wool growers. We're protecting that in a financial sense and trying to put ourselves in a position so that when economies open up, which they're already starting to, we can invest heavily back into those areas to continue to build demand for wool.
Can you understand the frustration of wool producers Australia who are quoted in online on Sheep Central today, basically saying that all of the information should be released now and not have to wait until September as to why AWI is recommending a 2% levy increase?
Look, we are asked, and one of the things that I'm asked on a regular basis is to be open, honest and transparent with wool growers. The board has made a decision and said that we would be supporting the 2% thing. All of that documentation, along with all the review aids, will be presented as per usual. Nothing has changed. The only thing that's changed is that I've decided that the board, we need to be open with wool growers. And when they're asking me what position the board will take, knowing that the board's made a decision, I find it very difficult not to then talk to the wool growers, know what that decision is. So that's all I've done. Documentation will be exactly the same. The presentation of the information will be exactly the same. Those timeframes will be exactly the same. But I think it's really important from my point of view that when we have regularly been criticised about not being open and transparent, that we are trying to be absolutely open and transparent and honest with the industry. We've just got to cop the criticism for that. I'm not sure what else I can do.
Will you take it on consideration what some of the feedback from some of the grower bodies has been to go, well, why can't we release the information and data earlier than September and maybe get that done in August?
There's a time frame there, and the documentation has to be approved by certain parties, including the government, through that process. And as that process gets worked through, the information gets approved, everything's right to go out, it'll go out. And so there are, under legislation, there's timelines that we need to meet, and we'll meet those timelines. But I just go back to the point. People want us to be absolutely open and honest with them. All we're trying to do here is be absolutely open and honest. We take into consideration all of the views that everybody has, but nothing's changed. It'll be exactly the same information. This wool poll is the last wool poll on the same timing, the same information. Wool growers can make up their own mind. They can have a look at all the documentation. They can make up their own mind about how they want to vote and what levy rate they want to support. All we're trying to do is provide them information that is current at the board level.
AWI Chairman Jock Laurie there speaking on AWI's recommendation of a 2% levy in this year's wool poll. Thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Don't forget, if you'd like to get in touch, shoot me through an email, the address ruralnews@radio.theword9.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great day.